This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, we're going to convene now with a man. The more people read his stuff than anybody else's stuff anywhere within the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's glad to be here and not to worry about machine guns going off in the background.
That is nice. And let's kick this off, because I know you've been following this. There is an update to the illicit, deadly, no-knock Houston raid that you have.
Yeah.
You've been covering that since it first happened. What have you found out?
Well, what we have is that the prosecutor in the case, who actually is in charge of a team of prosecutors, is the district attorney from Harris County, inside of which Houston exist, and her name is Kim Ogg, and she has been pursuing corruption charges in the case for over a year, and what she had held a press conference in which she detailed what the grand jury had found, and essentially they found that they charged more officers who were involved in the case or somewhat peripherally involved with corruption. And they said they had finished the investigation of the actual shooting phase, but they had not finished the investigation of corruption, because there are hundreds and hundreds of cases which were implicated in the corruption. What they said was basically this group of rogue police officers who were long time in a anti-drug squad or group had over years developed a procedure where they falsified information about overtime. They routinely appear to have used false information for warrants, although only one was actually found in the investigation, and that because of the false information used in that warrant, two innocent people were killed illegally by the police. So this is an update. It shows that Harris is continuing to move forward in looking for corruption, and that they're serious about rooting out corruption and changing the culture in the narcotics unit in the Houston Police Department. Now, a couple of interesting things have happened along with that. One is that the opponent of D.A. Ogg, she's a woman, by the way, claimed that she was bashing the police for no reason. Now, you know, it's not entirely hard to believe, but we know that there was consistent corruption. Most of the corruption, though, was, kind of minor. Most of the charges were about falsifying records for overtime. And if anybody has been in police work, it's not too hard to find what might be paperwork errors or people taking shortcuts or maybe, you know, it's a question of whether they should have taken this hour or that hour. So to me, that is what they hung their hat on, so to speak, in terms of the corruption charges. But the case that involved the shooting of the couple on Harding Avenue, I believe it was, is it was so egregious that they're going after all possible implications. And there are other at least two of the officers are being charged with homicide. So it's a really big deal, and there's no question in my mind that Houston has had a long history of corruption in the police department over many years. And it just screams that it was very poor management to keep the same people in undercover narcotics units for decades at a time. The center of this controversy was Officer Goines, and he was in the narcotics unit for about, I'm telling you exactly, 28 years, 30 years, a very long time. And narcotics is ripe for anybody to be involved in corruption because there's a lot of informants, there's a lot of cash, there's all kinds of stuff flowing around, and there's just plenty of reasons for people to be involved in corruption. The squad, the narcotics squad, was called Squad 15. And there were most of the members, it appears, are under charges of one kind or another. So that's pretty much what the update is. They found that it was just a really serious violations of people's rights. And the two people that were killed were Dennis Tuttle and Rogena, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Nicholas. And they were a married couple. They were not involved in any crime to speak of. And they, Officer Goines appears to have just made up reasons given for the warrant. Now, there was a neighbor who is also being charged who appears to have made up some 9/11 calls, which got Officer Goines involved. Although some people have speculated that Goines, you know, worked with the neighbor to do this. I haven't seen any evidence that that is correct. So that's where we are with the raid. It happened on the, let's see, 25th of January, 2020. It happened on the 28th of January, 2019. So it's 2 years ago now that the raid actually happened, more than 2 years ago.
Right. The wheels
so it takes
of justice.
A long time to go through.
Yeah.
Oh, and now an interesting part of this that I mean, you know, I almost hesitate to bring it in, but because we are so inundated with this bizarre critical race theory, most of the officers in the unit appear to have been black, and the two people who were killed were white.
Okay.
Well, it's just the opposite of what critical race theory says should happen.
Yeah. Well, those details, they do get in the way, don't they? They do get in the way. I mean, we saw that yesterday, but I'm not going to go into that. I presume you're going to write about what happened in Colorado and Georgia at some point. But that's
been working on it. You know, it all depends on how things go. There's the numerous writers at AmmoLand and. And so it's, we'll see. I'm working with AmmoLand on it. I'm not sure whether or not I will publish something on it. We'll see.
Coming up on the first break, you can find Dean's work, which is well over 1,700 articles in this iteration, at AmmoLand.com. It is the biggest website aggregator of gun news on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantisHolster.com. And for all of you that heard that ad from Core Essentials, if you use promo code LOCKANDLOAD, at checkout. That's going to get you 10% off. This is Core Essentials is a very exciting company for anybody carrying a gun. This is a 21st century take on it, on the whole gray man concept. Check them out. CoreEssentials.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. And,
yes, I'm here.
So, let's talk about that. Now, I'm not surprised this is happening. I just want to know, I didn't read into this because I want to know how successful this is going to turn out to be. But the big problem that I've heard about ammunition is primers.
Yes, and I bought into that idea for many years. I thought that in a pinch, people have made black powder for centuries, so black powder can be made at home. And in fact, many hobbyists do make their own black powder. Most high school kids who have a penchant for blowing things up have made their own black powder. So gunpowder is not that hard to make. Similarly, brass cases last for many reloadings. If you are loading relatively moderate loads, they can last for 100 loadings or more. And bullets are easily cast or swaged by individuals and have been done so for centuries. So I always thought that the really vulnerable part of ammunition was the primer. And it seems to make sense. It's the most sensitive part of a piece of ammunition to explode. It's made sensitive, so when it's struck with a firing pin, it goes off and ignites the gunpowder, which then creates a lot of hot expanding gases, driving the bullet out the barrel. So for a long time, I thought that primers were the weak link. That, you know, you might be able to make gunpowder, you could make bullets, you have lots of cases, but what about primers? Well, it turns out that there have been people on the internet who've been working on this problem. It really cropped up, I would say, in the last big shortage of ammunition. Not the current one, but the one that happened to know about 2012 to 2015 or so. And there were enthusiasts on the internet who were talking mostly about reloading ammunition. And people realized that there were alternatives, ways that primers could be recharged. You could even make the primer cup and the anvil itself if you needed to. But since there's lots of those lying about with fired cases, mostly they talked about how to recharge primers so that you could reload the recharged primer into the case and gunpowder and put a bullet in there and you've got usable ammunition. Well, Marshall Thompson, who is a PhD chemist, worked on this as a hobby for years. And he came up with several methods, some of which the U.S. military had shown beforehand. He came up with several methods whereby ordinary people can recharge primers so that they can use them again. And everything from extremely simple methods to more complex methods that require a little bit of wet chemistry at all about the high school senior or college freshman level, in order to make the chemicals which are then used to make the priming compound. But at least three of the methods that Marshall Thompson has now documented, and it's a free download, and the link is at the Amiland article, on how to make your own caps and primers. Now, it's actually the how to make your own percussion caps, and then it does talk about how you make primers, but since the cups are already there and relatively easily available, it mostly talks about how to recharge primers so that they can be used again. And probably the simplest method is to use the roll caps. Now, you want German roll caps, Marshall says. He says the Chinese roll caps don't work very well. And the German roll caps are usually easily available in the dollar stores. You can buy a few thousand of them for a few dollars. And he says the method, if you consistently follow his directions, produces very reliable primers that he says he's found generally have less than one failure out of 1,000. Well, one failure out of 1,000 is pretty good reliability. It may not be quite as good as commercial primers, but it's pretty good and good enough for most hunting and target practice and even self-defense. Yeah, it's better than a flintlock and better than a percussion gun. And that's just the simplest method. There's actually two other methods where you use matches to recharge primer cups. One of those is the method that was detailed in the U.S. military manual on making ammunition from nothing. And then the other is a method that was pioneered by an enthusiast in Brazil who could not get reloading supplies and was so reduced in his legal ability to buy factory ammunition that he created this whole method that uses ordinary matches in order to make primers, and they seem to be pretty reliable, and they seem to work. Now, it's labor-intensive. The simplest methods, these relatively simple methods that Marshall has put forward, the ones with match heads might take you a couple of minutes to make a primer. Ones with roll caps would take you about a minute per primer. The somewhat slightly more sophisticated methods, which duplicate the U.S. military priming compound used in World War I, take about a minute per primer. And they're not, if you follow his procedures, and I've dealt with research and development enough to know that they seem legitimate, and you deal in very small quantities, generally less than 2 grams of priming compound at a time, and you wear eye protection and hand protection while you're doing it, it's highly unlikely that you'd have a serious problem. You don't do this with a pile of gunpowder nearby, for example, and you use non-sparking utensils when you're handling the priming compound.
Let me get you held up right there. We're coming in on the break. We'll be right back. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For 4 years, we heard Democrats going on and on about kids in cages. Well, Joe Biden desperately does not want you to see the Biden cages.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, this as a group of Republican senators are heading to the U.S.-Mexico border. Cruz continues.
I've been to the border many, many times. I've been to the border under Barack Obama. Media were allowed. I've been to the border under Donald Trump. Media were allowed. Before that, George W. Bush. Media were allowed on the border. Before that, Bill Clinton. Media were allowed on the border.
Cruz referring to the fact that the Biden administration is not letting the media take a look at where the illegal immigrant children are being held. The second round of stimulus checks is anticipated to hit people's bank accounts on Wednesday. The Treasury Department also saying mailed paper checks could be on the way if the $1,400 payment doesn't appear in direct deposits. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is reportedly considering both legislative and executive action to address gun violence in the United States. This comes after two mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia have renewed calls for gun control. Vice President Kamala Harris telling CBS This Morning,
"We should first expect the United States Congress to act. I'm not willing to give up on what we must do to appeal to the hearts and minds and the reason of the members of the United States."
But he can also take executive action.
I don't think the president is excluding that, but I want to be clear that if we really want something that is going to be lasting...
The 21-year-old man accused of killing 10 people in a Colorado grocery store is set to appear in court on Thursday. The man allegedly shot two people in the parking lot of the King Supers before walking in and opening fire. Police and the FBI searched the man's house on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. There are just too many. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and another thing you've been, you seem to, it's almost like you've got the, you've created a clock for this or something, but you just seem to be tracking a whole bunch of states as they head towards permitless or constitutional carry here lately. Who's the latest that is taking it up, and what are your thoughts on them passing?
I have followed this very closely because I think it's one of the more important movements within the whole Second Amendment supporters movement to restore the Second Amendment. And constitutional carry goes a long way towards restoring Second Amendment rights. It's essentially restoring state law to the state of the law that existed in the United States when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. And that is, you don't require a permit to carry a loaded handgun openly or concealed in most public places. And that was the state of the law in 1791. And it started out, Vermont always had constitutional carry. They never were able to pass a law that was upheld by the courts that required a permit to carry a gun, whether openly or concealed. And so they always had it, and they always had one of the lowest crime rates in the country. But it wasn't until 2003 that Alaska passed a law saying that we would that they would restore constitutional carry there. And one of the interesting things about that was, and I recall it at the time, is that a Democrat legislator in the Alaska legislature was quoted as saying, well, every time another year goes by, we have more controversy and more attempts to change the law on the carry of firearms. I'm sick of it. Let's just pass constitutional carry and be done with it, which is essentially what they did in 2003.
Right.
And then Arizona was the next in 2010, and from then on it built up steam until Utah and Montana both passed constitutional carry this year, and it looks like Iowa is on the verge of passing it. It's passed the House in Iowa. It has passed the Senate in Iowa, and it's going to the governor's desk. Now, the question is whether Governor, I think it's Kim Reynolds, will sign the bill. It passed with large majority, close to two-thirds, maybe not quite two-thirds, in Iowa. But Governor Reynolds has been generally supportive of the Second Amendment. You know, if you have a spectrum from solid supporter to solid antagonist against the Second Amendment, she is definitely much closer to a solid supporter than a solid antagonist. And I think that she would probably look at what happened to her next-door neighbor in South Dakota, Governor Noem, who signed constitutional carry immediately upon it being passed and with a flourish. And she gained a lot of credibility amongst Republicans and conservatives by doing that. So my prediction is that Governor Reynolds will sign the constitutional carry bill in Iowa relatively shortly, and we will then have 19 states which have constitutional carry, 18 of them which have restored constitutional carry since 2003.
And now, when you look at these states, because, you know, recently President Asterisk got out there and made the very dubious claim that when they had the assault weapon ban that the rampage killings went down, which is false.
It's false.
It's false. As a matter of fact, it was already going down before they did it, and it's gone down since they've done it. And it continues to go. It was still going down before it became trendy and okay to let riots happen in your town.
Right.
So is there any data that suggests that whenever one of these constitutional carry states adopt this, is there any sort of uptick in crime at all? Is there any sort of downward trend that occurs?
Well, researcher John Lott, I know John and talked to him a bit. We correspond from time to time. Has done research, and he says that if you look at 5 years before and 5 years after when states pass constitutional carry, it appears there's a slight, I'm paraphrasing John, there's either no effect or a slight downturn in crime. It really doesn't have much effect on the crime rate. Now, that makes some sense because every state that has passed constitutional carry was a shall issue state before they restored constitutional carry. And constitutional carry doesn't change who is legally allowed to have a gun. It just means if you're legally allowed to have a gun, then you can carry it. Oh, what a concept. I mean, so if you are a felon and your state prohibits you from having a gun, then even under constitutional carry, you're not legally allowed to carry it. And if you are mentally incompetent, then the same applies. So we're seeing that there's very little effect that happens to crime rates with constitutional carry. It just doesn't have much of an effect. And there was a California study recently that looked at the same issue. I think it was 2 years ago, 2019. And it was surprisingly in a medical journal, American Surgeons, but I can't guarantee that's exactly the correct title. And they looked at as states restored Second Amendment rights, and they couldn't find that there was any change in crime rates that was associated with restoring Second Amendment rights. And I will say that some states see with when you have what's either called castle doctrine or stand your ground laws, that you get an uptick in justified homicides. And the left says, well, see, that's terrible. Look, you're getting more homicides. Yes, but they're justified homicides. So most conservatives would say, well, that's a good thing, because you're only justified in a homicide if you feared for your life or bodily integrity. So somebody was being victimized, and they stopped. And it's disproportionately used among minority populations. They're far more likely to be justified under a stand-your-ground law than, say, white non-Hispanics, if you want to break people up into all those categories.
Well, hang on for me, because we're coming up on the next break. And, for those of you that like this stuff that we talk about, 99% of what Dean and I talk about, he has written about. And his article is the genesis for the question. And his oratory is... And all of this is written down and waiting for you, along with 1,700-plus other articles, at amoland.com. Right now. It's waiting for you right now. So go check that out. Check out Dean's stuff, because Dean covers the entire spectrum. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Today.
DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we're gonna top this off. California. In California, Dean, are homemade guns already illegal?
No, they're not exactly. But California says that if you make a gun, you have to apply to the state to get a serial number first,
right,
and then you're allowed to make a gun if they grant you a serial number, which they don't always do. So, and by the way, while homemade guns are popular in California, very few applications for serial numbers are made and approved.
Well, I mean, the reason I ask this is because they are sort of like trying to order the ATF to make them illegal nationwide?
Exactly.
And isn't that, do they think we are the United States of California?
Well, they are trying to force the ATF to do what they want, which is to find somehow in a penumbra of the law somewhere that the ATF should rule anything that can be made into a gun is a gun, and therefore you can't have anything that is made into a gun in your house. I mean, essentially, their logic is that you should rule, make it illegal to have drill presses and files and anvils and lathes, and that you're just not allowed to make your own gun without getting prior permission from the state. And this is simply not true. It's always been legal in the United States to make your own gun. And with the minor exception of making your own National Firearm Act firearms, there's never been a permit required. And even with the National Firearms Act, they knew that to require a permit to make your own guns would be unconstitutional, so they clothed it in the excuse of calling it a tax. So I think this is clearly unconstitutional, what they're trying to do. And the particular method they use is they look at the current federal law in 18 U.S.C. 922, and there are several subparagraphs. And one of the subparagraphs says that if you have a gun or something that can be easily converted into a gun, a firearm, then either one is considered a firearm. Then in a separate section, they talk about frames or receivers of firearms being considered firearms. So they conflate the two and say, well, if you have a frame or a receiver that can be a piece or a part of something, not part of something, a piece of metal that can be easily converted into a frame or receiver, well, that other paragraph applies to it because they say that it is a gun. I mean, it violates a clear principle of interpreting the law, that the law is what it actually says, and, you know, you can't take parts and pieces of one statute and combine it with another statute to get a third interpretation that was never meant in the first place. So it's what they're trying to do, and I don't know. I don't think it'll pass. I mean, I don't think the ATF will just administrative find this interpretation, but that's what California is trying to force them to do it by lawsuit. Not by legislation, by lawsuit. And people have made guns ever since there have been guns. They've made them at home. In the United States, there is just no historical precedent for the idea that you have to ask the government for permission to make your own legal gun.
So, I know that's on the short list. I know that's on the short list. But is that going to be a tough road to hoe for them? Because, I mean,
I think so.
How long has this been legal? How long has this been codified as being legal?
Well, it's very recent that California, I think, was the first one to pass their law saying you couldn't make a legal gun unless you got permission from the state. And I think that was no more than about 5 years ago that they did that. And the pretext is that people making your own gun, as regulation of firearms became more and more draconian, people said, well, I'll just make my own. And they started doing so. And because they started making their own guns, kits, whereas manufacturers would provide parts and instructions on how to make your own guns, became more popular. And as they became more popular, people made more guns. And so this directly challenges the whole premise of gun control, which is that by passing laws, you can keep people from having guns. And you can keep the vast majority of people from having guns, and that somehow by osmosis, reduce the number of criminals that have guns, even though there's clear evidence from around the world that the criminals are the last ones to give up their guns and the first ones to find ways around the legal prescriptions to have guns. And it's very clear. The evidence is out there. It's not hard to see. Some of the best evidence is from the small arms, survey out of Switzerland, which shows that there are several countries where it's been illegal to make your own gun in the case of India, I think 150 years, and yet they make large numbers of illegal guns that the population uses. I think in India, the small arms survey says they make about 2.5 million illegal guns every year. And that's with relatively primitive technology. As they get better and better technology, they're making better and better guns. So, and another part of this that I think should be mentioned, and that is the ATF has to make a determination somewhere about what is a gun and what is not. Now, the logical first cut, I would say, on making that definition is, well, if you can operate it and a bullet exits the barrel, it's a gun. you know, if you're using a firearm, not an air rifle or a spring gun that, or a crossbow, but we're talking about firearms, things that use gunpowder, and in the case of the ATF and the law, they specifically exclude muzzleloaders. So that if you, they're talking about fixed ammunition, ammunition with a case. And so if it doesn't, you know, go bang when you fire it, then I would say it's not a gun. But ATF, in bowing to the far left, went far beyond that. They said, well, the receiver, that's what holds the other parts. We're going to call that the gun. That's where the serial number is. And if that receiver has the fire control mechanism machined out to accept the part, we're going to say, well, that is machined enough to say it's the gun. But if that hasn't done, it's not a gun. So they went way far to the extreme case of saying, well, a mostly finished receiver, even though it's not really a gun, we're going to call it a gun because it'd be pretty easy to make it into a gun. At least that's what it seems like. And what California is saying, well, that's not good enough. You have to make it so that any part that can be converted into a gun is illegal because we don't like it. You know, we don't like guns, and we don't want anybody to have guns.
Yeah, we're running out of time. I guess that would mean all the Lowe's and Home Depot's would have to close down. So
yeah, because people make gun out of pipe easily.
Yeah, you going to be here on Friday?
My intention is to be here on Friday.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.